from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. Pro-Russian rebels' attacks add to destabilization in Ukraine. Pro-Russian rebels have launched an offensive on the key Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. In an escalation, the European Union foreign policy chief warns could lead to a further grave deterioration of EU-Russian relations. Alexander Turchinov is with Ukraine's National Defense Council. He says the rebels shelled Mariupol and innocent citizens, and it was not an accident. Ukrainian authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday when rockets hit a residential area of Mariupol. Japan's government is investigating a video which appears to show Islamic State militants have killed one of two Japanese hostages. In the video, there is a still image of one of the hostages, journalist Kenji Goto, holding up photos of the other hostage, Haruna Yukawa, in which he appears to have been beheaded. The group, calling itself the Islamic State, had threatened Tuesday to behead the hostages within 72 hours unless it received a $200 million ransom. A White House National Security Council spokesman said the U.S. intelligence community is also working to confirm the authenticity of the video and is coordinating closely with Japan. Thousands of Yemenis marched in protest Saturday against the Shiite rebel Houthi group 2 days after the resignation of the president and the government. On Friday, or rather sources close to the situation, said the resignations of Yemeni President Abdul Mansour Hadi and the government of Prime Minister Khaled Baha has left U.S. anti-terror operations in the country paralyzed. More details at voanews.com. This is VOA News. World leaders are arriving in Saudi Arabia to pay respects following the death of King Abdullah. U.S. President Barack Obama is cutting short a visit to India to fly to the Sunni-ruled kingdom on Tuesday. Others arriving to offer condolences and meet the new king include Britain's Prince Charles and Prime Minister David Cameron, French President François Hollande, and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Despite deep tensions between the nations, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, was one of the first to arrive Saturday. The 90-year-old king died Friday after being hospitalized with pneumonia. He is succeeded by his half-brother, King Salman. Officials in Britain say a nurse stricken with the deadly Ebola virus has made a full recovery and been released from a London-area hospital. Pauline Cafferkey was the first person diagnosed with the disease on British soil. The British nurse became ill upon returning from Sierra Leone, where she worked for the charity Save the Children at an Ebola treatment center outside the capital, Freetown. The United Nations World Health Organization says that as of January 23rd, there have been nearly 21,800 Ebola cases and 8,675 deaths from the virus in the current outbreak. Most of the cases have been in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. U.S. and Cuban officials are reporting progress from initial talks in Havana on reestablishing diplomatic ties. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson was in Havana for the talks. VOA's Pam Dawkins has the details.
The talks laid the groundwork for a U.S. plan to remove sanctions and a more than 50-year-old trade embargo against Cuba. The road ahead will be long and complex, says Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson. She said the U.S. and Cuba seek to advance shared interests.
This will include building on incipient dialogues in the areas of global health security, counter-narcotics, law enforcement, environmental cooperation, education exchanges, and combating trafficking in persons.
But she added there are continuing areas of disagreement over issues including the status of fugitives and freedom of expression. And also, Cuban officials say they disagree with the U.S. designation of their country as a state sponsor of terrorism. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
U.S. President Obama is visiting India to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on climate change and economic ties. Mr. Obama becomes the first U.S. president to attend India's Republic Day ceremony on January 26, which marks the day India's constitution went into effect in 1950. Indonesian divers have recovered 4 more bodies from the sea floor, bringing the 69 recovered from the Air Asia jet.
That's the latest world news from VOA.